There's a voice inside my head, and I think it wants me dead. Says that life is overrated, pick the other one instead. Fills me up with dread when I feel empty, thus preventing me from lending sense to feelings underspent. Likes to see me reeling, says it's so much more revealing. Has a knack for interfering when it's feeling domineering. Fear and loathing both propose to straighten up our bloody nose. Volunteer for boding notes while gloating of what studies show. Hardly sets the scene for reinvention, lest it lead to misadventures unforeseen with consequences running theme. All the while the voice inside my head is getting restless, its suggestions growing ever more repressively obscene. Tells me I'll be dead before I'm seen, then turns its back on me passively while planning next attack on me fanatically. Reality predicted there existed best laid plans for me, cutting back emphatically on actions of the actual me, the one who has a knack for taking actual facts and scattering to sow the seeds of fiction, cultivate a dash of fantasy, tame the tower, save the princess, happy ever after, hero of the hour and the recess from disaster, to danger zones, a chaperone for all those screaming faster, faster, bleeding through the antiseptic plaster. Sterilized for far too long, new to the free will. Voice inside my headspace moving in for booze and pill. Only truth self-evident is hesitant at best, for it may grab my cock but knows not how I ought to dress. Besides, I think it wants me dead and I ain't ready yet. Guess that makes it time to place those bets. Red or dead and back to black, spin the wheel, attack the stack, go all in with pair of jacks and play the river blind just for the brand.
Never cease believing, never, never, never cease believing, never, never, never cease believing, cease believing, cease believing.
The actual fact is I'm fiction at best. Sometimes I dress to the right, others left. The voice in my head can feel free to haphazardly hazard a guess at a valid address. Act massively, dastardly, make a scene, batterly, flatter, deceiving me. Bled like a battery,
bled like a battery,
bled like a battery,
battery, battery, battery, battery, battery, battery.
I think it wants me dead, and after years spent treading eggshells, feel compelled to run the play and hedge my bets. Besides, life's underrated when you take a lifelong dream and chase it straight to rainbows and to make pretend.
Never cease believing, never, never, never cease believing.
Life is what we make it when we take it to extremes. Set the scene for reinvention, leaning into misadventures unforeseen with enterprise and keen as running theme. Wake up from that stunning dream and lead it through reality. Let the fools and thieves proceed to deem it lean on sanity. Make your next move freely and exceedingly emphatically. Take it from the actual me, the voice of reason. So last season, for the most part, scheming treason, dreaming up deficiencies, not one of which is mildly pleasing. Sooner choose to live the sweetest dream, I never cease believing. Never, never, never cease believing. Never, never, never cease believing. Never, never, never cease believing.
Cease believing, cease believing.
With every power vested, uncontested in my strip to flare up, square up to the messenger of death. To the final breath invested, every vital thread connected. Make no idle threats or edits. Die my death, then tell it I ain't done yet.